Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. My guest is Betsy Kuhns, a financial advisor with Lighthouse Financial Group and Office of MetLife. And there's still time to call in at 888-463-6748 or 888-GO-FOR-IT. Welcome back, Betsy.
Hello.
Hey, we talked about long-term care insurance and how it's important to protect for our future, particularly because women and men are living so much longer now. You know, we can live in our 80s and 90s and even become centenarians in our hundreds, and so we need to have protection, and long-term care insurance can help us. Let's talk a little bit about life insurance and the difference between those two and why life insurance is important, because in a sense, isn't life insurance important for other people in your lives rather than you, unless we're going with whole life?
Well, life insurance is critical. It's critical because it allows the people that you love to go on financially after a loved one has died. There, as many as 64% of American women do not have life insurance, and yet the double incomes are their incomes are critical to the financial stability of their families.
So doesn't, if you have a, for example, a whole life policy, that can also help you in your life as well as helping your loved ones, correct?
That's correct. But there are different types of life insurance. And, you know, again, we go back to suitability and sitting down with an advisor who can advise you what type of insurance you can have. There's term insurance, which is just pays the mortgage in case you die. It takes care of final expenses. It takes care of the making sure the household goes forward. But that's more of a short term. That's why it's called term. Then there's permanent insurance, which allows may build up cash value, and that could have a myriad of reasons behind it, and yes, you could use it in your own life.
Right. So it's not just to take care of your loved ones when you pass. It's also so that they don't have the burden of having to worry about things that need to be paid for upon your death.
That's correct. That's correct. I sat down with a young lady in her 40s who had lost her husband, and there was a $250,000 policy. And this policy enabled her to put money aside for her teenager's college education. It allowed her to put some money into retirement, and it allowed her to put a down payment on a house. And that's really, and that just happened this last year. And that's really what it's about. It's about, you know, you can never replace a loved one. You can never make up for that loss, but at least it allows you to go forward in a positive manner, rather than moving in with in-laws and selling the house.
Betsy, what about people who want to invest their money in green products or green assets? They want to be environmentally healthy. They want to make sure the companies that they invest in are environmentally conscious.
That's a good question, Patricia. And we've had environmentally sound investments or funds for years. It's just now they're talking about, you know, going green, but there's always been environmentally. Again, it goes back to, and it's kind of a refrain, it goes back to sitting in front of someone who knows what you are and ask the questions, you know, are there any companies that you want to invest in? Are there any companies that you don't want to invest in? That's just as critical. Some people don't want to invest in mutual funds that have that deal with the companies that gamble or alcohol or cigarettes. You know, so those are on a negative side. Those are questions, but on a positive side, there are very many environmentally friendly funds.
All right, we have a few minutes left, so let's recap and let's look at. What are things that women should really be examining in terms of having financial health? What are things that we need to do definitely?
Well, if I leave you with anything today, I think it's there's probably three things. First of all, you know, set goals. Secondly, budget, and part of that is getting organized. And then the third thing is sit down with somebody, a financial advisor, a professional, who is going to be able to draw from you what is important for you. And it remember that it doesn't have to, you don't have to have money tomorrow to do this, but so don't wait till you have money to go to a financial advisor. Go to a financial advisor when you want to come up with some kind of action plan that is going to take place maybe in a year. It's small steps, baby steps, to accomplish your goals.
Right. And should women really have, are these sort of non-negotiables in your opinion, life insurance, definitely, of course, health insurance, having a will, having a plan, having an IRA, having a 401k, or do you think they should pick and choose from those, or do you think most of those are important?
I think they should have all of the above, and I think it's critical because you can spend your life accumulating a beautiful retirement portfolio, but if you, through disability or through death, if you don't have the life insurance, the long-term care insurance, the health insurance, if you're squeezing those areas, you're going to jeopardize your whole retirement because you're going to be using money, those monies, to pay for your health or to have your family pay for it.
And it's never too late to have a 401k.
It's never too late. Absolutely never too late. Just think in terms of what I said about how people are living longer, so that at 65, you have, you may be drawing on that for 20 years. So it's never too late.
Betsy, it's been such a pleasure having you on the program.
Oh, thank you.
It really has. Thank you. And again, give out the email or the numbers or contact information if people want to contact you with questions.
They can contact me at 401-243-8826. Or eKuhns, K-U-H-N-S, at MetLife.com. Thank you so much, Patricia.
You're welcome. And there was also that that booklet that you said that people can use and that they can contact you for that as well.
It's a personal financial diary where they can jot down. It's kind of a preliminary to getting organized.
Okay. And they can do that through writing to you as well.
That's right. Okay. They can email me, and I'd be happy to send them one at no cost.
All right. Thank you again so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Patricia, for having me.
You're welcome. All right, folks, remember that Positive Living is on Talk Zone on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific. And please write to me, Patricia, at RaskinResources.com with any of your comments or questions. If you have ideas for guests or topics, I'm certainly happy to listen to that. And I have three radio shows and am very excited about this opportunity I've had for these 25 years to really help people turn their obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and to make their lives work. Until next time, as I always close my show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next time, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Have a great Monday and a great week.